This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Girls Rock NC is turning 10 years old this summer. The series of week-long day camps gathers girls of varying ages and musical abilities to form bands. They write original music and play a show at the end of the week. But tonight, a group of male artists is playing at the Hall River Ballroom in Saxapahaw to benefit the nonprofit. With me this morning is Amelia Schull of Girls Rock NC and Stu McLam of the band The Love Language. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Amelia, what's the mission of Girls Rock that you've been at for 10 years now?
Well, what we do is we work with the girls to look at ways that they can build community, build confidence, and do it through a lot of different creative workshops and projects, especially culminating in kind of the making of bands and the performing of original music.
And how does a rock band allow those bigger things to come out in these girls?
We really like the idea that they're working together as a team, but there's not a competition at the end of it. In so many ways, we feel like girls are faced with a lot of media images of girls and women who are catty with each other, who are fighting over relationship issues. So,
sure.
So in making their own music, they're forced to recognize that it's all about this song and this creative thing they're doing together. They all contribute in different ways. They're all unique individuals, and they all are asked to not cover a song because that could, again, start to make them ask questions about, did I get that right? Is it as good as it's supposed to be? And instead think more about, what do I want to say? What do I hope people know? What can I share with the world? And so together they end up writing a song and practicing it, learning new instruments over the course of just a week, which is pretty much 4-hour-long band practices. They perform at a club at the end of the week, their song, and they all get to be together doing it. So they feel like they have this team. They can be friends with other girls, and they can help support each other.
Having said all that, it's a funny idea to have boys rock for girls rock.
So, right.
Yeah. So what is that idea? And then we'll come to you, Stu.
Sure. So I want to be clear that over the past 10 years, there have been tons and tons of people and bands, especially of all genders, who have put on a lot of different performances. Kim Register's in Lomelands, but her venue has hosted lots of different girls rock events and shows. Tenderfoot, Pink Flag, Mount Moriah, Bombadil. There's a lot of bands recently that have done a lot of great work for girls rock. The thing that's nice about this collection of artists and like remarkable people is that we have hundreds and hundreds of people who volunteer at camp all year long, but we try to reserve the spaces that are one-on-one mentorship with the girls for people who identify as women or people who are non-gender conforming. So what this does is it allows men to share all of their skills and also show their support.
What got you involved, Stu? What made you think this is a great idea and I want to do it?
I love the idea because I feel like obviously, Girls Rock focuses on girls in the community, but it's all about it being more of an inclusive music scene. So I feel like for guys to get involved is just reinforces that, instead of it being divisive in any way.
Outside of things like the Grammys, where you have categories that are based on gender, most of us just listen to music and go, oh, I really like that, without thinking, oh, that was a woman or that was a man.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're playing this show tonight, what are the female artists that inspired you and that you'll be singing?
Well, I don't want to give away everything that we're doing. I want to keep some of it a surprise, but I'll talk about some that definitely inspired me.
You make me.
As far as like songwriters, like Carole King is one of my favorites, and she's written so many hits.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Some of the best pop songs ever written were by her, in my opinion. And I don't know, I'm a big Kim Deal, Patti Smith. There's so many.
Amelia, we should talk about who else is going to be there.
Sure. Certainly, the Mountain Goats and Phil Cook, the Beast, are all going to be performing as well. And again, I think the thing that's really nice is that part of the reason it seemed like a good idea to start the program, the Girls Rock Camp, here in this area is just because of the rich number of musicians around, and that there are actually lots and lots of female performers and musicians and artists, and that there's a lot of collaboration among genders, I think, in this area in a nice way. And so there's a lot of kind of mutual support, which is great. I would actually argue earlier you said people just hear music. And I kind of think that unfortunately for most pop radio, they don't, or that most of when we share with girls a lot of varieties of images of women and different people, they're pretty reactionary to the ones who don't fit with certain kind of typical norms of the female lead singer.
Right. Well, so I guess there's... I hadn't locked myself into pop radio, but
right,
I see
right,
your point. I
right.
Do.
But in terms of what we're bringing to kind of a generation of girls who still have a pretty clear sense of female musicians being the front singer more often than not, sometimes with a guitar, which is great, another great step. But I think that locally, the more often we can show and share with families and our community the kind of breadth and depth of the musicians and how collaborative they really are in terms of gender, I think that it can make a big difference.
Let's go out with something newer. This is the Girls Rock NC Anthem, sung by Heather McIntyre and a few dozen campers. Amelia Scholl is a founder of Girls Rock NC. Stu McLam of The Love Language will be playing the Boys Rock for Girls Rock benefit show at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha at 8 tonight. Thanks for talking with me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.